It's Alan, Mike, and Mary here at WRCH, and our guest this morning is psychologist Dr. Elaine Ducharme, and she wants to chat with us about facts about sexual abuse and, you know, what we can do about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Morning, Mike, Mary. It's nice to be here. You know, this is an area that I've specialized in for over 30 years, and with all the stuff that's going on in the news, you can't turn on television without hearing about sexual abuse and what's going on in Washington. But I really thought that it would be a good opportunity for me to talk a little bit about what sexual abuse is, you know, what some of the issues around it are, and maybe what we can do about it. Because there really are many things that we can do. Actually, you know, child abuse and sexual abuse in many ways are, it's a public health issue, and it's really preventable. I mean, it's not, we don't need to come up with a vaccine for it. It's just really changing our behaviors and our understanding. So the first thing I wanted to do is talk about how many people are being triggered by what's on TV. My patients are reacting all over the place. You know, many are just feeling pleased to hear it being talked about. Some are just experiencing emotions. And I think in the general public, people need to be aware that if that's happening to them, if they're feeling triggered, they need to turn off television and watch something that's relaxing and fun, or go, you know, go for a walk, go do something, because that is a real issue right now for many people. The other is how can we use this as a way of raising conversation, bringing up conversation, and making some changes. Connecticut has one of the worst statute of limitations in the country.
Really?
It does. It's incredible. We have a 5-year limit on being able to report sexual assault.
Only 5 years.
Only 5 years. Wow. So many people who have been sexually assaulted, especially adults, they may not even report it. They may not be able to talk about it for a couple of years, and then they get into therapy, and it may take them quite a while to talk about it. And when they go to report it, I had one client who, when she finally reported it, and we had a police officer actually come to my office, she had been told by another police officer, yay, we're going to get the guy. And they said, oh, sorry, you know, it's been 6 years.
Oh,
we can't do anything criminally.
Oh, that's awful.
So we really, Connecticut is trying to push for eliminating that statute completely, which would be wonderful. So for those who have not been abused, and even for those who have, contact your legislators. That is something we can be very proactive about and see whether or not we can deal with it. The laws are slightly different than if you were a victim as a child, that there's a 30-year after the age of majority. But even then, many people, if they haven't dealt with it, it still sometimes goes beyond the statute. The other thing I wanted to talk about is sexual assault is really it's a crime of power and control. It's often not even about sex. For some people it is, and it can be really, really traumatic for some. And I say can, because for some, it's really interesting. Some people think that you something that seems a little bit less intrusive should be less traumatic, and that's not always the case. I've seen people who were just, when I say just, please understand I'm putting quotes around it, but they were touched and not, there was not as invasive kinds of things, and yet because of the betrayal or who it was and how long it lasted and their own person, who they are, it's even more traumatic than some other people. I also want to point out that this is not just women. Men are sexually abused, and people forget that. And when we talk about it, if people don't remind the population that there are men that are being abused, it's a disservice. It really is. On the other hand, being careful to remember that if you're wrongly accused, if somebody is filing false allegations, for that person whose life may be ruined, it's equally traumatic to have your life destroyed for some. And those kinds of things are very rare, but they happen in things where there's a different agenda, especially in the context of messy divorces. You're more likely to see that. You know, a couple of other things. One is that the numbers, 1 out of every 3 women has been sexually abused before 18, and 1 out of every 5 to 6 men. Some people put those a little bit broader, but one of the issues is it's so underreported. About 30% of sexual assault is reported. That's it. And sibling incest is probably rarely, if ever, reported. And when it is, it's often handled pretty poorly. Big issues for people. There are often many, many physical symptoms, emotional symptoms, but one of the biggest is a sense of panic and hypervigilance, you know, after somebody's been sexually assaulted. And one of the things, if you know, I certainly want people to reach out for help, but one of the things that people can do to help manage that is to really get involved in mindfulness things and learning to control your breathing and learning to take care of yourself. It's probably one of the best things we can do for anybody, but particularly for victims of sexual assault. It's one of the things, obviously not the only thing, but it can be very helpful. A couple of questions. I'm sure some of you have thought, well, why don't women report? You know?
I know.
A lot of reasons now.
Yeah. I would just think embarrassment, you know, there are so many
different
things.
Who's going to believe me?
Yeah, who's going to believe me? Am I credible?
Exactly. Yeah, and there's shame. Mm-hmm. People feel very ashamed. They feel, no matter what, they feel like it's their fault. What did I do? I had one patient tell me, her dad told her, it was that she had a certain smell he couldn't resist. So it's often reinforced.
And then you're let down by your family because they don't believe you. Jeez.
Absolutely. And you know, the fear of retaliation. People have often been threatened if you told, you know, tell this is going to be what happened, and again, not believed. There is help. I want people to know that. Reach out to therapists. Look up, you know, in your insurance company who works in this area. Be proactive, as I said. Work to change the statute and teach kids how to deal with each other, that we don't force behaviors on each other. We talk to our kids, boys and girls, about the appropriateness of touching. We have some lists on my blog this week that places to reach out for help. We'll have those on the air that
Excellent.
People can go to. And please, everyone, if you're feeling traumatized, if this has happened to you, please reach out and call, because we can't take it away from your life, but it does not have to be your life story.